the president of USA Gymnastics, Carrie Perry, resigned under pressure Tuesday. The move came days after the U.S. Olympic Committee questioned her ability to lead the organization. Perry spent 9 months as president. During that time, she faced criticism from current and former athletes over how she was dealing with issues surrounding one of America's biggest sexual abuse scandals in history. USA Gymnastics longtime team doctor Larry Nassar is said to have abused more than 300 women and girls over a 30-year period. Nassar stopped working with USA Gymnastics in 2015. He is serving an effective life sentence in prison for sexually abusing patients during medical treatment and for possessing sexual images of children. When Perry took the job last December, she said her aim would be to create an environment of empowerment where all have a strong voice. But last week, USA Gymnastics faced criticism after the hiring of a coach for a high-level athlete development position. The coach, Mary Lee Tracy, publicly supported Nassar when abuse claims against him first appeared in the media 2 years ago. Tracy told one reporter that Nassar was an amazing doctor to her athletes. Her comments came after 50 women had said they were abused by Nassar. After USA Gymnastics announced Tracy's new position, several of Nassar's victims noted Tracy's early support of the former doctor. Olympic gold medalist and abuse survivor Ali Raisman wrote on Twitter, "This is a slap in the face for survivors and further confirmation that nothing at USA Gymnastics has changed." Tracy then reportedly made an effort last week to contact Raisman to apologize. USA Gymnastics answered that attempt by asking Tracy to step down. The organization said Tracy had inappropriately contacted a survivor. Raisman is one of many abuse survivors suing USA Gymnastics. The USA Gymnastics request for Tracy to resign was likely done to protect the organization legally. The move brought a new wave of negative media attention. The newly hired chief of the U.S. Olympic Committee, Sarah Hirschland, published a statement about USA Gymnastics on Friday. She wrote that it is time to consider making adjustments in the leadership. The U.S. Olympic Committee oversees USA Gymnastics and other sports governing bodies. Hirschland said the Olympic Committee would speak with USA Gymnastics representatives over the weekend. The discussion ended with Perry stepping down. It is unclear how much of an effect Perry had in helping USA Gymnastics set a new path. Many of the moves Perry announced during her time as president came only after strong public pressure. In January, for example, USA Gymnastics canceled its agreement to buy the Caroli Ranch in Texas. The site had been a longtime training center for the women's national team. Many former team members have said Nassar repeatedly sexually abused them there. But that decision came only after Olympic champion Simone Biles said she was abused by Nassar at the ranch and questioned why she would have to return there to train. Perry made few public statements during her 9 months with USA Gymnastics. She appeared at a congressional hearing to discuss the future of the organization and how it handled claims of sex abuse. Her answers, however, offered few details. At last month's national championships, Biles noted Perry's lack of communication. When reporters asked her if she felt Perry should speak up more, Biles answered, "Yes, it's her job. Not anymore." I'm Ashley Thompson.